The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Joining us from the new movie, which happens to be hilarious, The Wedding Ringer, comes out next Friday, the 16th, is the smallest package, but hugest heart out there, Kevin Hart.
Wow. I would be offended, because is it all a small package?
Yeah, I shouldn't have said package, huh, Kevin? My bad.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah. Kevin, wrong choice of words.
Kevin, you're such a dang movie star. Do you have trouble keeping all of the movies you've done in the last couple years straight when you're doing interviews?
I'm going to be honest with you. There's been some times I've definitely confused projects.
Really?
There's been some times where I've been talking and I had to go, wait, time out. What are we talking about?
Well, no.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is right now. Yeah, it is.
You know, I'm a workaholic, man. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to work. I'm addicted to success. You know, I want multiple levels of it. And in doing that, you got to do a lot. So I don't sit down at the end of the day.
That's good.
Right now, I tell you what, I'm not going to confuse.
What?
I'm not going to confuse this movie, Wedding Ringer, with nothing else. You know why I'm not going to confuse it?
Why?
Because it's my first comedy of 2015.
There it is.
You know what that means?
What?
It means I'm kicking off the new year with a bang.
Bang!
You know what that means?
What?
It means that people got to come out and see me, because this is raw, uncut, edgy, funny. That's right. I said it. Raw, uncut, edgy, funny. When you hear Wedding, don't think that it's one thing, because it's not. This movie is hilarious. I'm telling you that because I've seen it. I've seen it with several audiences. I know what I'm talking about.
All right.
People are going to walk out of here shocked. This is it. This is the one. Well, this could take me to the different level.
Well, Kevin, you're saying raw and uncut. So are you saying this could have been PG-13, but it's so raw and edgy it's rated R?
No, I'm saying that this is... Okay, if you were to take Hangover and Bridesmaids and mash them together, that's what this movie is.
There's no black people in those, though, Kevin.
Whoa, and, black people.
Okay, so let me tell you this.
Throwing Friday?
If you take Hangover, Bridesmaids, and I'm going to get you, sucker.
There you go.
That's what this movie is.
There
but, Kevin, you don't go to the bathroom in a wedding dress, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. By the way, that was probably one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in Bridesmaids.
Hey.
But this movie, I'm telling you, like, the wedding is just the setting of what has to happen. But all of the stuff that happens getting up to that wedding is ridiculous. It's comedy on a different level. I've never been able to cut loose like this in a movie. This is the first time that I've been able to really go for gold.
You are selling it.
When we get there.
Well, let us know what the movie's about, because Josh Gad's in the movie with you, who happens to be hilarious as well. By the way, does he live with you now?
No, Josh doesn't live with me, but I've had Josh with me for a long time because I want people to know who Josh Gad is.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not selfish. I'm not a selfish guy. And I said, look, I got a movie coming out, and yes, I am the star of it, but this guy here is great in the movie. He's great. And I don't get to where I get in this movie if it isn't for Josh Gad.
Nice.
Josh Gad made me raise my game.
Nice.
So for those who do not know what the movie is about, basically, Josh Gad is getting married, and he doesn't have any friends. His wife basically has a bunch of bridesmaids, and she's waiting on Josh to give her his list of groomsmen.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have any. He doesn't have best man or groomsmen. So Josh is referred to me. I play a character named Jimmy Callahan, and I provide a service, a friendship for men who lack. For the right price, I'll be your friend. All you got to do is tell me what you need me to say, who you need me to be, and I create a character or persona to be that. I've never
Brilliant.
Been in a situation where I've had to provide groomsmen. Josh is the first person to ask me for that, his character.
Yeah.
So I have to go out and get 7 groomsmen. And finding these guys is one thing, but getting these guys to give Josh the perception of being an amazing person in his life is another. So we have to go out and create a backstory. We have to create a past. So all of us have to learn Josh's life over the course of 2 days before the wedding reception so his wife can believe and see that these are his friends and these are the people that he's talked about for so
awesome.
Long.
That is deep.
So we're basically making a lie real. This is a lie that he's been telling for so long. It is my job to execute that lie.
So basically, you guys are being dudes.
Basically,
yeah,
pretty much. We're doing what any man has had to do. Every man has lied. I've been in a situation. I remember I lied to a girl and told a girl I had a Lamborghini. And this girl, it was for no reason. It was the stupidest lie ever. She was like, "You got a car?" I was like, "Yeah, I got a Lamborghini." And she was like, "Oh, I would love to get in that." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, whatever, whenever you're free." And she called me the next day. She was like, "I'm free. You should pick me up." And I was like, "Oh, man, my car in the shop. The door got messed up." And it was 2 weeks later. I kept this lie going for a year.
A
year.
So you hit it. But you just,
yeah. I don't have no Lamborghini. It was just something to do. And as a man, when you lie and you're in it, you don't know how to get out of it. In this situation, this is a story that keeps spiraling out of control because a guy has lied himself into the corner. I come in to save the day and get him out of it.
That's so funny because we do. We lie for no reason. I mean,
no reason.
No reason at all. Maybe no benefit. We just lie because it's just easy.
It's something to do.
It's
because you can. If nobody invented the word lie, and nobody said, "Hey, this is something that you do when you just can't tell the truth and you back into a corner," then men wouldn't do it. But the fact that we have the option to possibly trick you
right.
and get away with something, we take that risk. I do it all the time. I don't care. Yeah. I tell my lady, "Look, I lie because I can." Because I want to. Because I can't. Don't judge me by it. I have the option.
I'm
it's over stupid stuff. Kevin, did you eat today? Yep. No, you didn't. All right, well, I guess I didn't. I just lie.
Well, Kevin, no lie between you and I. Success looks really good on you. I follow you on Instagram, and you're just stunting in your fashion post. Who are your fashion inspirations?
I'm into it. I'm into clothes. That's my thing. That's my vice. You know, I think everybody has something that they love that they decide to splurge on.
Right.
For me, it's clothes.
Even when you were poor? Even when you didn't have all the Kevin Hart money?
When I was poor, you know what I did when I was poor? I took my brother's stuff. See, my brother used to have good clothes because my brother worked. So in school, my brother was able to buy stuff when people were into different things of fashion. So when he was done with it, I just took it. Now, granted, it was older when I wore it. Nobody really cared. But in my mind, I was always studying. I always had something. I just know how to dress, man.
What's your trend for this year? Like, what trend are you really trying to work?
Yeah, because we'll copy you, Kevin.
What'd you say? You'll copy me?
Yeah,
we'll copy you.
What trend are you pumped about right now?
I'm not doing a skinny jean, though.
Well,
dog.
I'm back on tour. So, you know, I have to make the comedic rock star thing believable.
Red leather jacket is awesome.
That's one of many that you're going to see. It's going to be a lot of leathers, a lot of zippers, a lot of jeans that fit real tight around my calf.
You feel like Michael Jackson
come
back?
Yeah, a little dominatrix.
Yeah,
you know what
things
else?
Things that show my sneakers, high top sneakers, t-shirts, chains. You know that look where you're trying, but you're trying to make it look like you're not trying.
Right.
Like, yeah, I care, but do I really?
And he looks off into the distance in the photo.
Yeah, and you always, whenever you take a picture, you always got to look somewhere else as if you're doing something else.
Like, you don't want to take a picture.
Guys, I know that I'm taking a picture every single time I'm taking one, but I always look off as if I'm talking.
I'm really too busy to take this picture, but I'm going to go ahead and take 2 seconds.
But I look good.
That's what I want people to think. But it's just me, and it's just the cameraman. There's nobody else there. I know he's taking the picture. I need to stop it. But that's the only pose I'm comfortable with. So I got to keep doing that one.
Kevin Hart, I know you're promoting The Wedding Ringer right now, but I follow you on Instagram as well, and I keep seeing that you are getting jacked. And are you doing like an action movie or something?
Yeah, me and a rock start filming in April, end of April. We're doing a movie called Central Intelligence.
Kelly, go to Kevin.
The Rock, aka Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think The Rock has an inch of fat on his body.
Mm-mm.
You're looking at a guy who's a machine. So I don't want to be on camera next to the guy that's all jacked and ripped up and ridiculous, and you get to me and you go, "Ew, what's that?"
Whatever.
Let me let me get my behind in shape as well, so you know I can look the role. But it's an action comedy. It's ridiculous, and I'm excited about it.
You've been drinking raw eggs and stuff like that.
I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that because I'm not trying to fight nobody. Uh-huh. But I did cut out carbs, and I'm just eating a lot of protein, and you know I'm doing 2 days.
Are you gonna bust out with some prison muscles?
Hey, like a buddy to the buddy, you're looking good, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, man. What? I appreciate it. I'm benching 225 right now.
What is your? How does your lady feel about your new bod?
My lady feels amazing about my new bod. I think that's what's kept me in the gym. All you need is a woman to see it and go, mm. That's all you need to hear.
They're like a cheesy.
From a woman, yeah. You are going to stay true to whatever
that's true.
You said.
That's true.
That's it.
Kevin, I know you're really busy and you got to go. Make sure you watch The Wedding Ringer. Comes out next Friday, the 16th. And from what I've seen with you and Josh Gad, you guys
looks awesome.
Have an awesome dynamic
hey,
going.
Let me tell you something. You will not be disappointed, man. I guarantee you, you're starting a comedy off with a bang, people. You're not going to be disappointed.
All right. You heard it.
I can't wait for y'all to see this film.
People are going
to
be vomiting. Kevin. You're going to be vomiting in the aisles, rolling over, vomiting, laughing. All
right. Kevin Hart says so. Right. Thanks, Kevin Hart.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. Y'all take it easy.
Later.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye. All right.
Always love talking to Kevin Hart. Very excited to see The Wedding Ringer, but it's going up, you know, against a couple of movies who've been out for a while. The Hobbit, which is still doing well. Also, Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Into the Woods is causing quite a bit of controversy?
Really?
Yes. I went to see it and talked about it on Facebook, and you won't believe how it blew up. We're going to talk about Into the Woods coming up next.
Big or small, we all have dreams. It's that thing you wish you could do, but you just don't have the means for. Well, the Kid Craddock Morning Show wants to turn those dreams into realities. Head to KidNation.com and in 200 words or less, tell us about your dream. Then we'll spend a whole week granting your dreams. If you can dream it, we'll help you do it. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.